From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us today. This is Alan Cairns with you once again to welcome you to Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue to Let the Bible Speak on our series of studies on the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been thinking of how, in His great Galilean ministry, He took that region by the power of the Spirit of God. We have been thinking this week upon His message and His ministry and His might. That will be the entire subject for the week, and so we're returning to it in just a minute or two. First, however, our hot topic for today, kids reject MTV-style religion. For years we've been told that we have to make the gospel relevant to young people. That meant that we had to dress it up in the language and music of pop culture, a sort of Christianized version of MTV. Those of us who rejected this were, and by many still are, castigated as reactionary bigots who have no heart for young people and who are hopelessly out of step with the times. I have to say that this kind of condemnation never bothered me. To be out of step with the kind of times we live in is a compliment, even though it's meant as a condemnation. I'm glad to try to stay in step with God and His Word, though all the world should decide to march to a different beat. However, interesting facts are coming to light. It turns out that many young people don't want MTV-style religion. In fact, many who have been subjected to it were turned away from their churches and their youth groups. Asked why they attended youth groups, most young people answered that they wanted to learn more about their faith, to know God better, and to be able to have deeper conversations about the things that really matter to them. They were really not interested in the cotton candy religion that has too often been served up to them. Now, none of this should come as a surprise. After all, why should we be surprised when the gospel proves that it is what it claims to be, the power of God? Why should we be surprised that young people crave spiritual reality? They're constantly bombarded with the inanity of popular culture. They don't need to go to church to get it. If the church simply gives them more of the same, why should they be bothered going to church at all? And when they're introduced to the genuine power of the gospel and the profound, life-changing and soul-satisfying message of grace, they respond to it with joy. There's nothing new in this. The gospel has always been God's way of changing and directing lives. It's what the Holy Spirit uses in saving and sanctifying His people. Sadly, many churches still don't get the message. There's still too much MTV religion around. By MTV religion, I mean any pretended message of God for this generation that's big on glitz while bereft of real theological substance. There's no place for such nonsense. However popular a charismatic communicator may make it, MTV religion is an unmitigated curse. It's time to repudiate the music of the world, the methods of the world, and the message of the world, all of which have been presented by false but persuasive prophets as vibrant Christianity. Our young people deserve better than MTV religion. They want something better. They need the truth. Let's make sure we give it to them.
Come to the cross upon Calvary.
Each month, Let the Bible Speak produces what we simply call the Let the Bible Speak monthly tape, or CD for those who prefer it. This is a sort of electronic magazine, and it's a very useful thing to have. For example, some older folk may have difficulty reading a magazine, but they can listen to a tape or CD. Another example, some people are pushed for time, but have time as they drive here and there in their car. And a good tape can be a means not only of making the journey more pleasant, but of spiritual blessing to their hearts. The Let the Bible Speak monthly tape or CD has an exposition of Scripture, a devotional message, and a testimony or missionary segment, all with some good Christian music. Our monthly tape or CD is available to you free of charge if you simply write or call and request it. And I hope you will. I know it will be a blessing to your heart. So get in touch today. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Now return to our studies in Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, thinking of Christ's method of presenting the message of the gospel of the kingdom. I've been emphasizing his methodology was that of preaching. And that's where we pick up today's message, as we then go on to discuss the ministry that the Lord Jesus had among the Galileans.
The scriptures tell us in Romans chapter 10 that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You see, the preaching lies at the heart of the methodology of the church. If Christianity is not a sacramental religion, still less is it a glorified entertainment center or a self-help society. Our calling is to set forth to men the claims of Christ the King, and call them to wholehearted submission to his terms of saving grace. Preaching. Churches nowadays will do anything but have preaching. They do it in a variety of ways. There are those who want to make sure the service doesn't run over 1 hour. The same people, of course, would spend half a dozen hours the day before running through the mall or whatever it is they do. But on the Lord's Day, we've got to be home to play golf, or we've got to be home to watch the television, or we've got to be home to do this, we've got to be home to do that. Don't keep us more than an hour in the Lord's Day. And of course, during that hour, occupy as much as you can with as many other things as you can, and keep the preaching brief. Now, I can understand that pained posteriors on hard pews may give you an argument for the preacher to be brief. I can understand that the people in the nursery with crying children who are looking for their mamas may want the preacher to be brief. That's human nature. But God help the church when it loses its appetite for the preaching of his word. Help it to repent. Men and women, let's get this. The method that God has ordained is the method our Savior employed. It is the method of preaching. We are told of his ministry. That was a ministry. Matthew tells us of healing, sickness, and disease. As I said, these were his signs whereby he established his credentials as the Messiah. These mighty miracles of healing sickness and disease. Some have referred to the Lord Jesus Christ as the second Moses. I suppose I understand why, but I think it's a misplaced description. And the scripture refers to him as our Joshua. He's our greater Joshua. You should mark the difference between the credentials that Moses displayed and the credentials that Christ displayed. Moses came with miracles, but the miracles that Moses came with were miracles of judgment. Miracles that displayed the righteous wrath of God. The miracles with which Christ came were miracles of mercy. One of the most outstanding texts in the New Testament, one that I constantly complain is overlooked by so many Christians because of its proximity to the most famous verse in the Bible. John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I haven't time to deal in detail with the ministry of Christ. We will take up some of the details as we go on with his life in months to come in the will of God. But in summary fashion, we may say this: his miracles were intended to reveal the loving character of the Lord. Wherever Jesus went, there were people, and needy people at that. People that the world shunned. People that the religious world shunned. But there was none too poor. There was none too despised. There was none too filthy. There was none too diseased. There was none too helpless. The miracles of Christ, as the words of Christ, reveal the God of love, the God of grace. Oh, it is true that no preacher ever preached as much about hell as the Lord Jesus did. Nobody ever warned more seriously and urgently about the wrath of God than the Lord Jesus did. But remember, that was just the backdrop to the greatest exhibition, expression, and explanation of the love of God the world has ever seen or heard. His ministry was a ministry of loving the unlovely. Let me tell you, we can never get beyond that. Now, I want to say something that you may at first not agree with. In fact, you may want to argue it. Well, argue it with yourself, for I'm not here to argue with you about it. But I'm going to make the observation anyway. Bible believers, and I think the more separated, the more fundamental, the more strict they are, the more apt this is to be true. Bible believers note that the ecumenical apostates and the false charismatics and all the host of compromisers that surround us today always have the word love dripping like syrup from their mouth. Of course, they know little or nothing about biblical love. But our reaction all too often tends to be to treat the very word with suspicion. Men and women, if you treat love, and I'm talking of it now in its biblical fullness, if you treat that with suspicion, you treat Almighty God with suspicion, for God is love. You treat the gospel with disdain, For in the gospel God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The ministry of the gospel is a ministry of telling forth the truth. But the ministry of the gospel is the ministry of loving the unlovely. I speak for myself, and I think if you're honest, there are many of you will have to say the same thing. But I confess it before God, and have done many a time. When I see a sodomite, my first reaction is not to love him, to give him the gospel, but to condemn him for the filthy sinner that he is. But was not I a filthy sinner, deserving of the same hell? When I see some unwashed, drug-taking, drunken hippie, or whatever the modern equivalent may be, when I see a punk rocker with strange hairstyle and piercings all over the body, I must confess, I may react with shock, surprise, or whatever. But the first thought is rarely the thought of love. What about you? I have a niece whom I led to Christ many years ago. I warned her when I pointed her to Christ to steer clear of the charismatics. She looked at me with wide eyes. She said, "You know, for months," she'd been under conviction of sin. She said, "For months I have gone here and there, from one church to another, have gone to fundamental churches, this kind of church, that kind of church. The only people who have ever shown any love for my soul, I have found in charismatic churches." In due time, she became, and remains to this day, a very active participant and leader in a charismatic church. Let me tell you a little about her. Driving along the highway, she sees some Hare Krishna missionaries standing on the median, waiting for traffic to stop to give out their literature. She drives along, wheels her car around and parks it, goes to where they are to give them the gospel. When she and her husband, after many, many years of having nothing, not because they're untalented, they're two of the most brilliant musicians I have ever met, but having nothing through giving their lives in service, after many years when they were finally able to look for a house, they came across this old house that needed work. She said, "That's the house for me." Why? Because at that end of the street, this long street in Cleveland, there's a poor black community. And at that end of the street, there's a homosexual community. And nobody ever seems to go to either of them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to be in the middle, where I and my family can minister to both. Very easy for us to say this and that about people belonging to charismatic churches. I take it very seriously when somebody tells me they're the only people who have ever shown any love for my soul. The ministry of the gospel is a ministry not only of talking, but of loving.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.